Day to you, Kim.
Well, Sunny, I understand you're starting with Cricket World Cup today.
Kim, Bangladesh beat Afghanistan by 105 runs Wednesday at the Cricket World Cup, which is being co-hosted by Australia and New Zealand. The match was played at Manuka Oval in Australia's capital of Canberra. And the final score from Manuka Oval, Bangladesh 267 for 50 overs, Afghanistan 162 for 42.5 overs. Bangladesh's captain Mushfiqur Rahim was named man of the match after tallying 71 runs. Speaking afterwards, the 26-year-old Rahim said there was a great atmosphere in Canberra, and he gave thanks to the crowd, which included his father and his uncle. It was the first match for both teams at the 14-nation cricket extravaganza. Afghanistan is making its debut at the Cricket World Cup, while Bangladesh's best previous performance was reaching the Super 8 round in 2007. Meanwhile, the Chevrons of Zimbabwe returned to action Thursday at the Cricket World Cup. They'll play the United Arab Emirates in Nelson, New Zealand. Zimbabwe is coming off a 62-run loss to neighbor South Africa Sunday in the opening match for both teams. The Chevrons surprised many Zimbabwe cricket fans with their strong performance against the Proteas from South Africa. Reporter Michael Cariotti tells us more from Zimbabwe's capital, Harare.
Nobody, including their most loyal followers, expected the Chevrons to put up such a strong resistance against the mighty Proteas. But the Chevrons now have more on their hands than the Proteas test. The Zimbabweans are second from bottom in their group just above the West Indies, and a defeat against the United Arab Emirates Thursday could see them sink rock bottom and on their way out of the tournament. Victory over the associate side will put the Zimbabweans back on track for a place in the Super 8 stage, which has been the dream of the whole country. Captain Elton Chigumbura thinks the performance against the South Africans has raised spirits in the camp.
With the performance that we saw, it's a good sign. It gives confidence to the guys.
There is also an extra reward for the Zimbabweans. A win over the United Arab Emirates would guarantee the Chevrons a $45,000 haul. The International Cricket Council has dangled a 45,000 carat for a team that wins a game in their group stages. The star of the South African show, Hamilton Masakadza, who plundered 80 runs against the Proteas, thinks the Chevrons' current form gives them an edge over the United Arab Emirates. But defeat could send Zimbabwe's dream up in smoke. Cricket analyst Enoch Mchinjo.
The guys have been looking in pretty good form, so I think guys with their strips, then we've got a very good chance.
India, South Africa and Ireland led the group with 2 points each, while the United Arab Emirates are in fourth position as they've not yet started their campaign. Pakistan, Zimbabwe and the West Indies occupy the other three remaining positions if they've all lost their opening games. The Chevrons, though, will be buoyed on by the fact that the United Arab Emirates only qualified despite finishing second behind Scotland in the World Cup qualifiers. More importantly is the fact that the ICC League One side has been struggling and did not win a single game at the 2014 ICC World 2020. The team that is coached by Aqib Javed has won win in 10 ODI matches and is widely regarded as the weakest team in the 14-team World Cup assembly. The winners of the World Cup will receive $3,975,000, while the runners-up will get $1,750,000. Maybe to push them harder, the Chevrons have to be reminded that they will receive only $35,000 should they be eliminated in the group stages. Reporting in Harare, this is Michael Cariotti.
If you were to talk to us from the deepest, better part of the bottom of your heart. Hello, I am Shaka Sali, the host of Straight Talk Africa from the Voice of America. Each Wednesday night, I'll put you in touch with newsmakers and experts as they, you and I, talk about the most important social and political issues in Africa. Shaka Sali saying, I'll be waiting for your call Wednesday night on Straight Talk Africa from the Voice of America.
Friends, we can all listen to the sunny side of sports.
Yes, my friend.
Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way. It will keep on the sunny side of life.
Voice of America, VOA, Washington.
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the sunny side of sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Turning to African athletics, the University of Pretoria in South Africa will host a big event Saturday that is being staged to raise awareness about the fight against cancer. Our Daybreak Africa sportsman Mark Ouma reports.
South African medical insurance company BestMed stage running, walking and wheelchair races at the High Performance Center, University of Pretoria in South Africa, aimed at raising awareness and funds to treat cancer patients on Saturday. Expecting over 13,000 race entries, BestMed executive marketing manager Chris Late explains their vision.
We've got a long association with cancer, being a health care provider, medical aid in South Africa. We obviously see a rise in cancer patients. BestMed funds many millions of rands of cancer treatment every year, caring for people that might not be able to afford medical aid. But in general, just making greater awareness. Cancer also sponsors the race with sunscreen, which helps protect the athletes. Some of the proceeds of the race will be going directly towards this non-profit organization.
But this year you have a specific touch, a specific race on cancer. What exactly is this specific race?
Okay. So the specific race is creating specific awareness for cancer. The director of the university, Professor Shelley Delaray, has posed the challenge to the CEO of BestMed, Mr. Dries Lagrancy, for the fastest between the two of them, the fastest 2 kilometers, and the loser will have to donate specific funds to cancer. And what we've done in addition to it is also the athletes has been requested voluntarily if they'd like to make an additional financial contribution to cancer when entering the event. So we're hoping to raise some significant funds for cancer.
That was Chris Late, executive marketing manager, BestMed Medical Insurance Company, speaking at the University of Pretoria. I'm Mark Ouma in Johannesburg, South Africa.
Voice of America!
Elsewhere in African athletics, a Kenyan woman is earning kudos for her courageous attempt to win the Austin Marathon in the U.S. state of Texas after collapsing to the ground with about 50 meters to the finish line. Hivon Ngetich was leading the female runners for most of the race, but with the finish line in sight, she fell. And then on her hands and knees in obvious pain, she began an agonizing crawl to the finish line. Some of the fans in Austin started to cry as they witnessed Ngetich's determination, but most cheered her on. Let's listen in now to the Austin race announcer.
She led for the entire race. You are witnessing human performance like never before. The effort. Come on, you Austin.
There she is, guys and gals, crossing that line. That is what we call guts, young lady. You are one tough young lady. Excellent work. Crawling the last 50 meters to the finish line. Woo! That is guts.
She did it!
Yes, she did, VOA sports fans. Hivon Ngetich crawled across the finish line in Austin, Texas. A nurse kept close watch on Ngetich during her crawl and had a wheelchair close by, but the nurse and marathon officials refrained from helping her out, which would have disqualified Ngetich. American runner Hannah Stefan raced past the Kenyan for second place as she was about to cross the finish line. However, race officials said Ngetich had definitely earned the second place prize money because of her heroic performance and would get it. And Kim, I know we've both seen some video of that race.
Yes.
Incredible performance.
Just incredible. I just get so emotional just thinking about it. I think she'll go down in history as one of the most determined athletes ever. And I'm sure there'll be a lot of little baby girls named after her.
Yes, just great determination.
Yes.
So let's give a Sunny Side of Sports shout out for Hivon Ngetich at the at the Austin Marathon in Texas. I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.